So sound check will be on in 5 minutes. Hold on, one more round.
Okay, let's go. Watch those guitar levels.
WMFO in Medford, and that was The Hopelessly Obscure with I Wanna Burn Out. And singing and playing guitar on that one?
I sure was.
Kenny Hyland, right here. How's it going, buddy?
I'm good.
Right on. So, what's going on?
Right now? Well, the mainest thing, the reason I'm down here is New Year's Eve at Club Bohemia at the Cantab. I'm putting on a New Year's Eve show, and it's going to be free admission. So everybody come on down, you know, if you're not doing nothing. In fact, we might even have Brian Young emceeing.
Well, there's a problem there. Is Keegan having a party this year?
Yeah, but so what?
Can I do both?
You can do whatever you want. It's a free country, and I defended it. I guarded the NSA, so.
Okay.
People can do what they want, but. You know, how come a 300-pound gizmo does what he does in the woods? Because he can.
Well, that was just one of the bands you were in, Hopelessly Obscure. Who you? What band is it going to be for the New Year's Eve bash?
Okay, New Year's Eve bash. First off, let me just put it in order so I can announce everybody the right way. And plus, they'd like to hear their names on the radio, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So there's Leon Rich's group of buskers, which meets, in fact, we're meeting at the club, the Outpost 186, on Thursday, December 12th. So I am trying to see if Leon or one of his buskers wants to go on at 8 o'clock, to be followed by Frank Rowe, solo acoustic. Mickey Bliss wanted the Classic Ruins, but that wasn't quite possible, so we got Frank Rowe.
Frank Rowe from Classic Ruins.
Solo Frank Rowe. Have you ever seen it?
I think so.
Yeah, he plays like a lot of like out of the blue things, you know, solo acoustic. So then that is to be followed by Club Linehan A Go-Go. who wanted the 9 o'clock slot, but under legal advice, my lawyer says to put it to 9:30.
So that's your band, Club Lenihan A Go-Go.
I play lead guitar in that band, yes. To be followed by Love and Flame, where Club Lenihan A Go-Go is going to back up the count on Velvet Underground songs, and that is why Count Joe is calling it New Year's Eve. Then I'm putting together a Kenny band of my originals, and I've got a couple of Outwork Glider guys, because Mr. Cal Kelly is there sunning himself while I'm freezing my tuchus off. So I've got Cap Measy Chords on keyboards and Al Schmelby Herbie Hind on guitar. Mike Quirk, of course, since 1995, he's on the third guitar. Andy Excuse from Fighting Fish is on bass, because we're big Plan 9 fans, and Eric Stumpo had just recently passed. So I was like, yeah, let's go for like that long Plan 9 type thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And on drums, we got...
I may have to do this. These are like all my friends.
All right. So that's the Kenny Band. Name to be undetermined. I'm sure that Mickey Bliss will find a name to call this aggregation. And then the Count got hold of me. Says, why don't you ask Andy Pratt? So Andy Pratt called me Monday morning at 6:30 in the morning.
Andy will do anything.
So, and I was thinking, though, back when I was in my very first band, O-Rex, that's a Gulcher CD, and there's a recording of me covering Gimme Shelter Grand Funk Style.
Okay.
I'm 17 years old, high school. Secretariat had won the Triple Crown, but Andy Pratt had a hit with Avenging Annie.
Right.
And the guy's 72 years old, and...
he still wails him out.
Yeah, just, you know, I mean, he said he was willing, so...
Oh, he'll be there.
Yeah. So, I mean, I got a couple of rides lined up for him to get there. So, anyhow.
He's mobile, or maybe he isn't anymore.
There's a licensing with his eyes.
Oh.
So,
because he's driven here many times.
Yeah, right now they're taking away his license, he told me. So.
Oh, geez.
You know, and then I went to the doctor, and they said that my eyesight was fading. But, you know, I mean, I'm not Blonde Lemon Jefferson yet. Well, he was 300 pounds, so I got the weight. I'm just not blind enough, so.
Who is it, Blind Lemon Jefferson?
Blind Lemon Jefferson, man. See, my favorite stuff is, I like a lot of those old, like, Blue 78s.
So right. I've heard the name.
Yeah, you know, so, you know, then you read on their life stories, you know, or the guy that wrote Outside Women Blues, which Cream covered, I forgot his name because I'm getting old, but he got blinded by some jealous guy, so, you know, he's thinking about the Outside Women Blues, you know, so Robert Johnson got poisoned, so basically the message of this song is don't mess with somebody else's woman, you're going to die.
And don't mess with somebody else's drink.
And don't mess around with Jim. Which one could do with a Jimmy Reed.
That's a good song.
Yeah, in fact, you can do it like with this nice little Jimmy Reed shuffle to it, too, so.
Don't mess around with Jim?
Yeah, I found a Jimmy Reed 45 down at Cheapo Records recently, so.
Who is that? That's not Cat Stevens. That's Jim Croce.
Yeah,
very good stuff. Maybe we'll have to play that one later on.
Sure.
You brought your guitar.
Brought my guitar, yeah.
We're plugging it into the board, which I've never done here, with the auxiliary cord. Think it's going to work okay, Kenny?
Anything is possible. Think about back in the old days, when the electric guitar was first invented, they used to put like a microphone inside the F holes and all that kind of thing. Now I'm talking about like Southside Chicago back in the 40s, you know what I mean?
Right.
I wasn't there back then.
But, another Jim Croce. Southside of Chicago.
Now my deceased second ex-wife, she was driving around Watkins Glen and her car turned over, her and her mother, and she said, and she goes, the worst part was, If the last song I'm going to hear is going to be Don't Mess Around With Jim, but then the car crashed, she got out unscathed, went on to marry Kenny Hyland and divorce him, and then died in Texas.
I always said that if I die in a car crash, I hope they find me and Only the Good Die Young is playing on the radio, you know, because my last name.
Oh, that would be, I know, you always wonder, what's that last song you're going to hear in this lifetime as it is, so, you know.
But I probably don't want Billy Joel being the last artist played.
Well, you can't predict how that goes, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
you know, when it comes along, you know, I mean, that's not our choice. So,
right.
You know, we are merely just like pawns on that big old chessboard of life.
I'd say smaller than that. We're small than a grain of sand.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that could be pretty cosmic, too. So. Either way, yeah. All right. I was actually thinking about forming a goth band called the Morbid Mofos, so... But we might change the topic here anyhow, so...
That's good. The Morbid Mofos.
You like that one?
I do.
Yeah.
You want to hear my made-up metal name? My imaginary metal band name?
Go for it.
It's Nocturnal Nemesis.
Oh, I like that. Wow. Yeah, the imaginary bands are actually the best ones.
Yeah. When I was a little kid, it was Exit. We used to pretend we were a band. We used to play with tennis rackets to the Rolling Stones.
Excellent. Yeah, there you go. Now, see, that's the way that youngins should be, you know? I mean, play music, then they don't, like, you know, go around playing with guns and whatnot. So that's my anti, you know, gun PSA there, so, you know.
We played a lot of war, too.
Well, I did also, you know, yeah. But I never shot nobody.
With the toy guns.
Exactly.
What are you going to play for us today?
Okay. Well, let's see. I'm not even sure myself. I haven't even made up a set list, but whoops. Okay.
So we're going to do Ox 2.
All right. I think I'll start out with that song that was a Hopelessly Obscure live at Mavericks, the 15th of April, 1983. We played with the Prime Movers that night. And I got a couple of CDs in the mail from Pep Lester, who did a Velvet Underground fanzine called What Goes On. So he somehow, I guess he must have basically bootlegged me. And I only got one copy right now. And I played up with Glider up Maine, and I was talking to Geets Romo that manages Tiger Bomb, because he had put out the Hopelessly Obscure EP. And I said, all right, look, this is it. I got the one copy. I said, I want you to have first dibs on putting this out as a record. So
is Geets working on it?
Once I get Ken... Well, him and Ken Kaiser put out the last one back in 1985. So, I mean, with me, I'll just talk about it. Nothing will ever actually really happen. I'll go on to the next whatever, so...
Okay. If the guitar sounds funny on this, it's because we're trying something new.
So, anyhow, I'll do that song there. That was the first song we ever played Geno's in Portland, Maine with Kenny Kaiser and Hopelessly Obscure. That is August of 83, but that was from April. So we were still kicking this song from Hello World on Gulcher. Around, and that was, I guess, our opening song for a while. So it's called I Want to Burn Out, but Martha Hull for the Slicky Boys actually did the better vocal, but I'm not Martha Hull, so.
All right.
I want to be like Janis and Jimmy, dead and buried, wasted hippie. I take some pills and I go to bed. In the morning I wake up dead. Jim Croce had the right idea. Die young, you have no fear. Pete Townsend's record never sold. When he died, they all turned gold. I wanna burn out. I wanna burn out. I wanna burn out. I wanna die at 33, like Jesus did for me. With the death of Mr. Mojo rising, he's a legend, but that's not surprising. Pills and I'll go to bed. In the morning I'll wake up dead. I wanna burn out. I wanna burn out.
wanna burn out. I wanna die at 33 like Jesus did for me.
I blew a couple of the lyrics, but like I said, I only played actually rhythm guitar on the studio recording, so and then I was actually freestyling those a lot of those lyrics live at Mavericks too, as some pretty funny stuff. So
What'd you say in there? You want to die at 33?
Well, actually, Kenny Kaiser wrote, this is actually a Kenny Kaiser song. It's his lyrics. So.
But hi, Kenny.
Yeah, wherever you, I invited him down, but
I did too.
He could be busy with his rabbit, you know what I mean?
He likes rabbits, does he? The Kaiser.
That's for Stewie. I mean, actually, I don't really know the words to White Rabbit, so... all right, let's see. What else do I want to do here?
That'd be pretty cool.
I've I played it with somebody recently, but I forgot who. Might have been Jody Moore. Maybe she got up with Club Lenahan a Go-Go. But again, I'm not too sure, so. All right. So, I can tell you kind of some of the songs that, see, Schmel Her Behind has been digging through my catalog.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I said I ought to activate, like, a Kenny original band, you know, with my songs. So he's been, like, buying my old records and whatnot.
Yeah.
So, in fact, we're making up a list of what to practice to, so I might as well actually practice them now so I can remember them.
Go ahead. Now's your time.
Okay, now's the time. So this is a record that they were playing it on Sirius Radio a lot, and came out on the Stanton Park label. There's 1,000 copies, but they've actually ran out of them, from what I understand.
Wow.
So, and the guy who really digs it the most is Cal Cali took me down to go see Merle Allen playing at some Chinese food place in the South Shore a bunch more years ago. I can't remember how many years. So we had Dick Manitoba from the Dictators on the phone. And, you know, I was a big Dictators fan back in 75. And then Manitoba says, number one, he goes, "You look like God." So I said, okay, maybe he was mistaking me with Charlton Heston or something. And the Ten Commandments. So then he also said he really, 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 really enjoyed the Be More Flamboyant CD. So that was like a mutual admiration thing because, like,
I like that song a lot. You gonna sing that today?
I'm just about to do it.
All right.
I'm just not done with the story yet. back in 75, me and Eddie Flowers, before we formed the Gizmos, we were sitting around listening to Dictators Go Girl Crazy. And then, you know, we ended up doing a record the next year. But just hearing that praise from Manitoba, that was like enough for me, you know. So
there you go.
Anyhow, here we go. So this song was written live on stage at Dodge Street in Salem.
All right.
It's called Be More Flamboyant.
People say that less is more, but I'd rather dress like a two-bit hoe. Ain't a thing worth doing is worth overdoing. That's my message. Forget Marshall McLuhan. Be more flamboyant. Gotta tell you now, be more flamboyant. Some people say that less is more, but I'd rather be with Jean-Jacques Gabor. I am a pain in your ass, I am a real annoyant. I'm the one who put the ball in flamboyant. Be more flamboyant. Gotta tell you now, be more flamboyant. Thank you. that Alyssa's mall, but I'd rather be with Tracy Lords. Y'all can talk about my makeup, talk about my lipstick, but I had my hair done by Super Chick. Be more flamboyant. I gotta tell you now, be more flamboyant. Gotta tell you now, be more flamboyant. Be more flamboyant.
Woo! Take it to heart. Be more flamboyant.
You better believe it. It's the only way to be.
We're at 91.5 WMFO, hanging out with Kenny Hyland. You want me to play something from the Mad Painter CD?
Absolutely, yes. That is another Schmel Herbie Hyde met me and G. Julie.
Oh, I got it. I got it in here. I got it
inside the parking lot behind the jungle in Somerville Wednesday last. And so we made sure we did it after he did his pizza delivery move. So, yeah, do play some Painter. Yep.
Let me find it, yeah. All right. Do you know what song?
Schmel is saying to play the last one. It's called The Letter because it sounds like Mott the Hoople.
Okay.
So that's a good reason.
So I guess it's not The Letter by the Box Tops.
No, I had recorded a slowed down Vanilla Fudge version of that, which I will get to after you play Mad Painter.
All right. Here we go. The Letter, Mad Painter on MFO. Featuring Kenny Hyland on bass.
Yep.
Ha ha! Fooled ya. By Mad Painter.
And Mad Painter will be back on Brian's show December 28th.
Is that the date?
That is the date, yes.
Okay.
Actually, can I go ahead and promote everything I got coming up this month?
Sure.
Okay, this is so I don't forget my own self. Then next year is like... Next year is a Beach Boys album, 2020.
So it's Kenny Highland on the Crash Course for the Ravers show, MFO, and go right ahead.
Okay, so Thursday, the 12th of December, everybody come down to Leon Rich Busker Night at the Outpost 186. I think it starts at 8 o'clock. And then when it gets done, 10, 11, everybody go on over to the Lily Pad to go see Happy the Clown.
Yeah.
So we're going to see Schmel, us Glider Boys. We got nothing to do without Cal Cali, but then circulate, hang out in Inman Square, you know. So that's the 12th of December. 1 week later on the 21st, that's a Saturday, Club Lenahan Agogo will be playing at a restaurant in West Quincy near Brian Young's house.
Maggie's?
No.
Pete's?
No.
Oh, the Cask? No, what do they call that place?
Granite Street Cafe.
Granite Street.
Come down and have an Irish breakfast at night. It's a fantastic place. It's Geezer's Garage Night, and we are doing the...
I got to get down to one of those.
Well, I'm telling you right now.
Okay.
I mean, it's only like 3 blocks from your house, you know, so...
It's longer than that.
I used to walk down the hill to go to it when I lived on Town Hill.
And that was only not even a block from my house where you lived.
Okay, so you go 2 more blocks down, and it's there, you know. So, I forgot the name. It's Brewer's Corner. It's where the hat rack used to be. That's if you're a real Quincy townie.
Granite Rail, right?
No, not the Granite Rail. They tore that down.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's downtown. This is West Quincy.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's like literally Brewer's Corner. That's where.
All right, so I was thinking Granite Rail. It really is close to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Walk down the hill.
Okay.
So, and that is, again, that date for Club Lenahan Agogo, 11 p.m. on Saturday, December 21st. 1 week later, Mad Painter will be on the Brian Young Show.
Yay!
And I think there is a Club Bohemia show on Friday, the 10th of January. If I get these dates messed up, always read my column in the Boston Groupie News called Kenny Highland at Large, a song I could do next. And then last but not least, I'm doing a free New Year's Eve, Lou Year's Eve birthday. Not birthday. I got my birthday book, too, so that's April. At the Cantab, New Year's Eve. Lou Year's Eve. Again, the lineup would be one of Leon Richards' Buskers, Frank Rowe, Club Lenahan Agogo, Love and Flame doing the Lou Reed songs, Kenny Highland doing... records he's been doing since 1976. I don't even know how large my discography is. And then Andy Pratt, who was doing records before I was doing records. So.
And possibly me emceeing.
And that's right. Can't forget the reason I'm here in the first place.
Is to pull me in.
Yeah. Well, I was under legal advisement on this.
Okay.
So.
From who?
Well, you know Mickey Bliss is a lawyer by day, right?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm always joking. I'm under legal advisement.
Did Mickey Bliss ask for this?
If I'm telling the truth, it's not slander. If I write it, it's libel. How's that?
Okay.
So, if I steal something from this station, it's under $200. That's petty larceny versus grand larceny.
Very good.
Yeah.
Mickey teaching you stuff?
To live outside the law, one must be honest. And I'm sure that Cal Kelly, doing his Bob Dylan thing, knows about that. So, all right.
You know, I thought of doing a Bob Dylan tribute. I wanted to call it Robbed Dylan.
Wow.
What do you got for us next?
Okay. I did want to say with that, when we did that Bob Dylan tribute, I got to play with a fellow who was in a band called The Dark. And Kenny Kaiser and I were in a band that played with them at Cantones back in November of 1980. So, you know, we knew this lady who used to write for the real paper who won on Jeopardy, too. So, you know what to do? Here's a song I wrote about 1982. My old bass player in Africa Corps, Jay Gruberger, he's now deceased, but he says, I want to write a song called Ken Highland at Large. So then I'll play you the last song that Jay and I ever played together in this lifetime.
All right.
So anyhow, I kind of took like an old Bo Diddley beat on it, and it kind of has a lot to do with like partying in Boston in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Ken Allen walked out of Father's first.
Saw Mr. Butch, tell me which is worse. Gave Mr. Butch the big 25. Help keep Mr. Butch alive. Kenny Highland at large. Kenny Highland at large. Kenny Highland went down to Kelton Street to a party given by the neats. Kenny Highland puked in the hallway. Ex-baby learn A1 the way. Kenny Highland at large. Kenny Highland at large. Kenny Highland went down to Kelton Street to a party given by the neats. Kenny Highland puked in the hallway. Ex-baby learned they won the way. Kenny Highland at large. Kenny Highland at large. Kenny Highland at large. Kenny Highland at large.
And I do want to say I was going down in Cheapo Records. I was going through the 45s. They're down below with the albums. I found a Bo Diddley EP.
Oh, nice.
And I was like, wow. Because the old owner, he's moved to Hawaii. And I hope Alan's living a very good life out there. So a lot of the stuff that they had is like kind of hidden away. And you got to really start digging for it, you know. Mm. So, I mean, like, Bo Diddley EP. So I was like, wow.
So he's alive and well in Hawaii?
Not Bo Diddley. He's dead.
Yeah, I
but
so.
Alan that owned Cheapo, he sold it. The guy's 70 years old now. So
okay, gotcha.
He's got another store over in Hawaii. So they told me that he's under new management. So, and then the clerk there, who's kind of roughly my age, which means we're senior citizens, he says, "You're buying Merry Christmas Baby by Charles Brown." He goes, "That's my favorite Christmas song." I said, "Well, there you go. I mean, I got it because it was a couple bucks." So,
you want to do a Christmas song?
I hate Christmas. My father was in Vietnam during Christmas. My father was in Vietnam during Christmas. There's a book that's dedicated to him by the guy he died with, it says "Partner in Death." Anyhow, my father's Marine detachment has a semi-risque little chant. You ready?
Yeah.
"Jingle bells, mortar shells, VC in the grass. You can take this Merry Christmas and shove it up your..." And I'm 10 years old reading this, and I'm like...
You can say ass.
Well, then, okay, then you take this Merry Christmas and shove it up your ass. So that's my view on Christmas. It has been ever since 1966, which is when Revolver came out. My father died in Nam back when those Beatles were there busy doing their drugs and, you know, recording Sgt. Pepper. So then John Lennon got shot anyway, so... Man, I got no idols left. So, anyhow, I'm going to do the last song I ever did with Jay Gruber when he was alive, though. It's one I...
Didn't you try and have a seance here one time?
You're getting
to bring
good.
Him up?
In fact, I'll go into reincarnation after that, so thank you for helping me make up my set list. Thank God we're actually practicing for New Year's Eve, because I just start making up the stuff on stage, but we're actually going to like know what we're going to do.
Yeah, because you're doing it right there. It's Kenny Highland.
Yeah, this is like solo gizmo, however you want to call it. So I was hitchhiking up from Quantico, Virginia, up to the Beach Boys. Not the Beach Boys, Slicky Boys, wrong boys. House of Bethesda, which is where Easy Ed's wife is from. She's also a big Slicky Boys fan.
Mm-hmm.
I went to see Primitive Sounds every Wednesday night over at Brass Union. And they're playing fantastic records. I was hanging out with Jimmy Botticelli, Dirty Old Boss. And these are all MFO guys. So
right.
They were playing a $200 record, by the way. I forgot what it was. I just started singing this song, you know, about I thought I wasn't going to make it past 27. Unfortunately, I did. I It's called I Want to Die in a Bathtub at the Age of 27.
Don't say unfortunately.
It was like, you know, very Morrison-esque. So I was jamming with Talia Zedek back when she was in the Dangerous Birds over at my house in 83. She goes, Kenny, this melody is the same as Chuck Berry's 30 Days. I said, you know, by God, you're right, but Brian Wilson went and stole Sweet Little 16 for Surfing USA, so I'm still going to do it.
All right.
And Chuck Berry can't sue me because he's dead.
Right.
So, I want to die in a bathtub at the age of 27. When I do, you know I want to go to heaven. Hear my records on the duke as I drown in my own puke. You know it's been my aims and goals since age 11. Well, the dream is over, it's all been a sham. Like Porky Pig, you know, I'm my favorite ham. Gee, but Paris would be nice in a bathtub filled with ice. But I go on living as I am.
That last line was made up by Mr. Terry Dactyl.
Terry Dactyl?
Terry Dactyl.
Holy.
Who went on to the organ donors. And I gave him guitar lessons back in 83.
Did he donate his beak?
He could have. Well, actually, he's usually gets himself banned on Facebook. That's for everybody, like, going on with all these, like, you know, political rants and all that.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm able to talk over this 145, just like Gizmo Nixon.
Debbie Gibson is pregnant with my two-headed love child.
Yeah.
Debbie Gibson is pregnant with my two-headed love child. Debbie Gibson is pregnant with my two-headed love child.
Two heads are better than one.
I want to die in a bathtub at the age of 27. When I do, I want to go to heaven. Hear my records on the duke. As I drown in my own puke, you know it's been my goal since age 11.
Woo!
And I actually recorded that with the Hopelessly Obscure on April 2nd, 1983, at Radio Beat Studios, which is now where Pizzeria Uno's is. And then, obviously, later on, we did that Mavericks gig. But 2 days before that, we'd done a gig at Storyville. I believe Peter O'Halloran from the Dogmatics called me up wanting to, you know, do a show, so got to play with the Dogmatics. That was really nice. And April 83, that was a good month for the Hopelessly Obscure, I'd have to say. So. But,
Want me to play any lighter?
Absolutely, yeah.
How about that Babes in the Bar, the Asa Brebner?
I'm not on that, but play it anyway.
Oh, you're not on? No, oh, no.
Yeah, I was stuck working late, so I couldn't actually make that one. So Schmell Her Behind, guitar and bass.
How about Victims? You on that one?
Victims, I was playing a 1973 Fender Precision bass from Ducky Carlisle, and I heard from Cal Kelly, it turns out that Ducky is married to a lady from my hometown in New York who I was in fourth grade with.
Wow.
You know, I thought she was kind of around town, and then Ducky's like, yeah, you know, my wife's from near Rochester. So he got the direction wrong. He says, 20 miles south. And I said, oh, G. Julie's on the phone. Okay, go ahead and play Glider, and I will get her.
You got it. Glider. You're on bass on this one?
I'm on bass on this one, yes.
All right. 91.5
I'll be down to Julie in a second.
Thank you. about the bass in the bar. And maybe disrespect her, not the babes in the bar. Not the babes in the bar. Not the babes in the bar. Who would rather have a friggin' wicked excellent car like a Camaro or an IROC Z? Here it comes down the Lydia. She was sporting Chlamydia.
WMFO in Medford, Biebs in the Bar by Glider. And we heard one before that too, right? Victims.
Yes.
And Kenny's playing bass in the first one. The other one you just hear him for the first time, huh?
Well, because I had to work late, so I didn't make it to that recording session. But Schmell Her Behind did a fantastic job on guitar and bass. So we can liken this to Brian Wilson having the nervous breakdown before he went on tour, and then Glenn Campbell filled in for him. So that kind of puts Schmell in the same wavelength as Glenn Campbell. In the world of Kenny Highland, of course.
Right on.
Where nothing is real and nothing to be hung about.
Right on. What do you have to say about the Gizmos?
Well, that was the first record I ever did. So that would have been March 20th, 1976, we recorded it. And the fact is, on Sunday the 14th of 1976, March, at Indiana University, Patti Smith played with MX-80 opening up. So, because we were writing for Gulcher magazine, we interviewed Patti. Mm-hmm. I think that's getting reprinted in Vulture magazine, I'm pretty sure. So, because Patti's Horses, it came out in December. So, 3 months later, it's like, in 75... Dictators, Patti Smith, And then we're like, well, these folks are writers. Why don't we get into, you know, we jumped on the bandwagon, is what boiled down.
Right.
You know, so in good old corn-fed Indiana.
Cool. And how about Africa Corps?
Africa Corps was, I was in high school. I was in a band called O-Rex. That was...
T-Rex covers?
We did some of that, but actually the O was for Oedipus Rex.
Oh.
And I was just... I started out being the drummer, it turns out, because I couldn't play guitar that well. And the Gruberger brothers, when they were alive, they were on guitar and bass. So, and Solomon Gruberger led that band because he was like older and larger. So, we started playing together in 73, and then we went up to 76. We did a maxi EP, and it was in Rock Scene. And I've seen that issue. A collector has scanned it for me. One side is this band called Aswad, A-S-W-A-D, who I saw in this reggae movie in London.
Aswad.
Well, it looks like that, but it's A-S, though. So, you know, anyway, it's literally like this, you know, reggae band from London. They're next to us, O-Rex. Across the page is Malpractice, rhythm section, Merle Allen, bass, Kevin Allen, drums. So it says Ken Hyland, drums on one page, Kevin Allen, drums on the other page. Get us both from behind the drum set. All hell breaks loose. So, always good to mention the Allen Brothers. Great people they were.
Right on. Okay, well, why don't we do a Gizmo song, then an Africa Corps song?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah, so after O-Rex, then we were so embarrassed by the lo-fi recording of the O-Rex record that we added Kenny Kaiser and we changed the name to Africa Corps.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Which is what, you know, that was Rommel's Africa Corps. We were like Rat Patrol fans, so.
Right. Well, this Gizmos one is off of Demos and Rehearsals. You were saying you did record an album with Gizmos, though, huh?
Well, we recorded 3 EPs.
Oh, okay.
Which got reissued in Italy. That guy has a full album.
Adds a full album?
Yeah. Everything started getting reissued around 2000, so then the Gizmos got a second wave, and then all of a sudden we're getting, like, these fans, like, these kids weren't even born when the records came out. So to me, that's like that kind of longevity. I mean, I like a lot of old blues and country records from like the 20s and 30s that are on 78s, but yeah. My parents weren't even born until the 30s. So.
Right. Is there any way for me to get a copy of that?
Of
the Gizmos?
Because
like I said, I just have demos and rehearsals.
I think a lot of it's downloadable somehow. Are you friends with Eddie Flowers on Facebook?
Who?
Eddie Flowers.
Sounds familiar.
I mean, I've known him since I was 16.
Yeah.
So I would contact him. And, you know, when we called you from Memphis that time, Eddie's always putting together all these Gizmos reunions.
Right.
And I travel out to the Midwest and la, da, 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 da. So,
Well, here's one of my favorite Gizmos anyways, even if it's a demo.
What is it?
Cave Woman.
Yeah, that was about a girl that went to the same high school as me and Ducky Carlisle's wife. And see, what else can I tell you? Yeah, it's just kind of like an ode to her. And for Easy Ed's wife, who needs to know this, I recorded it at the Slicky Boy's house in Bethesda, where she's from. And I went into Kim Kane's younger brother's room, took a Telecaster, threw an amp, sang it into a cassette player. So
let's hear it.
Yep, almost as primitive as we're doing now, these primitive sounds.
And then after that, I'll do Africa Corps, Jailbait Janet, the only song I got a complaint about here.
Excellent. Now, when I was over at Primitive Sounds Wednesday last, you know, down there at Brass Union, there's Keith from Rocket Records. He says to Easy Ed's wife, he goes, "You know, Kenny wrote Jailbait Janet for the Slicky Boys, right?" I said, "We've already had this conversation, Keith. Have another drink."
Mm-hmm. Well, here you go. Gizmos, MFO.
Sorry about the cutoff on that tape last there. But that's just how the way it goes. So you can kind of imagine on that one. And here's one that Thomas and I wrote called Cave Woman. Herbie calls you Cave Woman because of your wild hair. But I call you Cavalman because of what you got down there. I took you to the new movies to see Chariot of the Gods. We didn't watch the movies, Lord, we watched each other's vibes. You're my Cavalman. You're my Cavalman. I want to be
slave. I want to be in your cave. I want to be your slave. You can make me behave. Took you to a dance at the middle school gym. He walked up and said, "Oh, you're going out with him." I took you to the movies, see American Graffiti. I was so proud of you. You were my high school sweetie. You're my cave woman. You're my cave woman. I want to live in your cave. I want to be your slave. I want to live in your cave. You can make me behave.
Here's a song about the best girl on the planet. And I want all you people way down in the very front field room to come in. What's her name?
Shelby Janet.
I said, come on.
I thought that last one was going to be a recording, but it was at Cantones.
Live at Cantones on Sunday, the 21st of August, 1977. That was my very first ever gig in Boston, and John Felice got it for me. I met him at John at Cantones, and he's like, "So what do you do? I go, "I got two guitars, bass, and drums. I'm the John Felice of the band." I was in the Marines then, so I made it through Paris Island, and John never won the service. So he used to play football, though. So anyway, he says, "Let me talk to Teddy." So he talked to Teddy Cantone.
Yeah.
Got the gig. So on that bill had Third Rail, Richard Nolan. He's now gone. Mark Bell just wrote a book, Thunder Train. So shout out to Mark Bell. Africa Corps and the Grubberger Brothers are gone. And then there was Joey Rainbow and the Destroyed. I played bass, and Jay Grubberger played drums.
Uh-huh.
And that was all off this one cassette copy that we didn't know we had, but then we put it out on Gulcher Records, so I'm glad that came out. Also, if you listen to Jay Grubberger playing bass on Shelby Janet there, he sounds like Jack Bruce on steroids, okay? That is what I try to emulate every time I play bass and glider.
Right.
You know, and I...
I keep saying to Glider, I go, you guys sound just like Africa Corps did in 77 live. That was living proof right there, which always means that, of course, I am right. Even when I'm wrong, I'm right. And it doesn't really matter if I'm wrong, I'm right. Where I belong.
Right on. Well, you're always right to me, Kenny. You want to plug those gigs one more time?
Absolutely. That's the whole main reason I came down here. So, Leon Rich Boskin at Outpost 186, Thursday, 12 December of this year. To be followed by Saturday, the 21st of December, and that would be at the Granite Street Cafe in West Quincy. And then to be followed by Mad Painter coming on this show here. And that would be on Saturday the 28th. That would be 28th of December. Mad Painter will be on Brian Young's show.
Yes.
And last but not least, we got New Year's Eve free show at the Cantab Club Bohemia. And we got one of Leon Rich's buskers opening up. Frank Rowe solo acoustic, Club Lenahan A Go-Go, Club Lenahan A Go-Go backing up the count on Lou Reed songs for Love and Flame. That's Lou Reed's New Year's Eve. Kenny Highland will be having a band with Andy Excuse and Al Hendry's rhythm section, Ken Schmelherby behind, and Mike Quirk on guitar, and Captain Easy Chord on piano, and Andy Pratt will be headlining. G. Julie's outside. I got to go run downstairs and run get her. So hope to see you at them shows, and I will be back in just a few seconds.
Okay, Kenny. Thank you very much.
Hey, no problem at all.
And, yeah, I think we covered everything, huh?
I would think so. I mean, I can still keep on talking.
All right. Well, just hang out, and we'll play tunes.
Grab Julie.
We'll play tunes. If anyone has questions for Kenny when he gets back up the stairs, 855-915-9636. And, hey, we got to do the Ramones block, so we'll do that right after a little Jim Croce, because we mentioned him on MFO.
Uptown got its hustlers, the Bowery got its bums, 42nd Street got Big Jim, a walker, he a bull-shooting son of a gun. Yeah, he big and dumb as a man can come, but he's stronger than a country horse. And when the bad folks all get together at night, you know they all call Big Jim Ball just because.